This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Kosovo's president, Josip Osmani, has accused Serbia and its president of being behind a shootout between armed men with Kosovar police last weekend.
What happened in the north of Kosovo was an armed attack by paramilitary forces that have been paid, trained, aided and abetted by Serbia, organized and orchestrated by Serbia. It was a terrorist attack and equally so an act of aggression by the side of Serbia against the Republic of Kosovo, against our sovereignty and territorial integrity.
Serbia has denied all of the charges and says, in fact, it blames Kosovo for precipitating the violence by mistreating ethnic Serb residents. Sweden's bid to join NATO is headed for delay as Turkey's parliament starts a new session this Sunday without it on the agenda. As Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul, delaying a vote on Sweden's NATO membership puts Turkey on a collision course with Washington.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his country's ratification of Sweden's bid is linked to whether the U.S. Congress approves the sale of American F-16 military jets to Turkey. Serhat Güvenç is a professor of international relations at Kardahas University in Istanbul.
New built F-16s and upgrade kits, F-16 upgrade kits, which have been on hold in the U.S. Congress.
Some in the U.S. Congress oppose the sale of the jets over concerns about Turkish threats to neighboring Greece. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The U.S. soldier that ran across the North Korean border is back in the United States at a military base.